guided meditation. First, we want to make sure to sit in a comfortable position. It is recommended to sit cross-legged if you can, on a pillow or a small bench for support. If you can do, to half lotus, so that's putting your right leg on top of the left one, so your sole of your foot is pretty much upwards. Sit upright and look a bit down. The feeling should be as if you're being pulled on a string extending from the top of your head. We do this in order to have a stable position. Play around with it and find something that works for you. If you relax all your muscles, you shouldn't slouch or fall over. Get a good triangular base that ensures that even if you'd fall asleep, you'd remain in the same position. Now you know all the cliches. There's incense, there are bells, there's chanting. Why is that? In order to relax and calm our mind, it helps to focus on different sensations. Smell can be one, the sound of a bell ringing can be another one, or even the vibrations of our own chanting can help. Every single, quotation marks, religion, here is this word again, uses chanting or reciting in some sort of way. That's no coincidence. Aren't we all just vibrations? This is where spirituality and science meet. Ultimately, it's not about the meaning of the words. You can chant until there is no more meaning. You chant until it transcends meaning, until your vibrations are in line with the universe, or if it's a nice feeling, if that helps you to relax. Again, same meaning, different words. Don't be scared of words. Don't be scared of what other people think. There are no other people. There's just you. Meditation frees you from other people, expectations, perceptions, pressure. Just be. Just let it go. Just watch. Light incense if you want. Ring a bell or something if you like to set a clear signal that the meditation is about to start. Or just start. You don't have to chant. Just breathe. Breathe in and out. Marvel at how perfectly the force is providing for us. We breathe in to feed our blood with oxygen. We breathe in energy that floods us with life force. That's crazy. Just think about it. And our bodies just do it themselves unless we switch off the autopilot for a while. Do it. Switch it off. Breathe in through your nose. Feel the power. Hold it for a while. And then let it out. And with that, it takes out all the crap, all the negativity, or in yoga speech, all that doesn't serve us. See, it's not all bad. That's a very beautiful phrase. Get rid of all the useless stuff. Your body is an engine. The air you breathe in is fuel. So breathe out like an exhaust pipe. Breathe in deeply through the nose. Hold it and get rid of all the toxins and pollution through your mouth. Expel it, flush it out. At first you will be flooded by pictures and ideas. Let them come, watch them. They say in time there will be order to it, or it won't. It doesn't matter. I have been diagnosed with adult ADHD, and I found it very hard at first. The key is to accept it. Whatever happens, it's okay. There is no pressure here. There's nothing to achieve here. There will be better days and there will be worse ones. Let the pictures come, but don't grasp onto them. You're not watching a movie desperately clinging onto a scene you like. Let the movie in your head flow, see where it leads. It's part of the bigger picture. There is no permanence. Take a step back. Again, I'd like to refer to the comparison of the rough water that's cloudy from all the sand and mud. Calm down. When the water is still, all the dirt will settle down to where it belongs and the water will become clear. The goal is for the water to become clear. Wise Master Yoda seeing the need to meditate over things because there are too many disturbances clouding his judgment. Wise Qui-Gon Jinn sitting down to meditate because all the feelings during a fight, the fear, the worry, the expectations are distracting from the reality at hand. If all that self-observation is too much for you, you'll find it hard to come down or clear your mind. You can first focus your attention on your body. And that's another very interesting trick. Those who don't like to call it meditation call it autogenic training. Truly wonderful the human mind is. We see our noses all the time, but the brain just cancels it out. We don't feel our body unless something hurts. So do this, there is no try. Shift your awareness to your hands. Become aware of how they feel. Do you feel a tingle or warmth all of a sudden? How weird is that? Now do that with other parts of your body. Hey, did something hurt or feel uncomfortable when you started? Where did that feeling go? Become aware of the top of your head or your hair or where the hair used to be. Keep breathing. Notice how this awareness is almost tangible. You can feel it shift through your body. Feel your tongue in your mouth. Weird, huh? Where to put the tongue now? Sorry. Now, where is your consciousness? In the West, we usually think it's somewhere in our head between our eyes. In other cultures, it's in the stomach area, which is why samurai sliced open their bellies for ritual suicide. Which one is more realistic? What's with all the stories of people who changed their lives, tastes, interests after getting a transplant? We are in everything, and everything is in us. Even esoteric buzzwords have meaning if you let them. Is from nowhere to now here techie and funny? Yes. Is it also true? Yes. These things are not mutually exclusive. The universe doesn't care. Our existence is both a miracle and ridiculous. And that's the point. Tap into the magic, but don't let these fleeting, superficial things drag you down. What does it matter that this one idiot said something negative about you on the internet or at work? In the grand scheme of things, billions of stars in the universe, billions of years, unless you think the world is 2,000 years old, then what are you doing here? And you let yourself get upset about having to wait 5 minutes at the post office. Use the 5 minutes to breathe out all the negativity. Negativity is what's keeping you from becoming your best self. It is the dark side, the devil. Welcome back. Yes, it feels strong, impatience or road rage burning inside you like a supernova. But it makes you clumsy, it makes you reckless and slow even. A lesson from Japanese swordsmanship. The stronger you strike the sword, the slower you are. The stronger you grip, the easier it is for the opponent to wrangle the sword out of your hands. Be like a twig, softly bouncing back. There are those dueling with an angry and mean face to intimidate the opponent, at the same time hiding and showing their own emotional turmoil. I had a sensei who would always smile during a fight, and it was quite frankly horrifying. No fear, no hate, just acceptance. No matter what you throw at me, I will resist. You cannot break me. Who is the more dangerous opponent? The one who punches his chest like a gorilla, or the one who kindly smiles at you? Not a fake smile of arrogance, a smile of confidence, a smile of pity almost even. At the end of the day, it does not matter. Who are you when no one is watching? Just sit and breathe. Take a step back. Watch yourself from the outside. You cannot change others. You can only change yourself. And here's some fortune cookie wisdom for you. Lao Tzu said, "The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one single step." And I'm sure you have seen that with a nice font and background picture somewhere on the internet. But did you really read it? Did you really understand it? There's no tomorrow. There's only now. Set yourself a meditation timer. Don't just stop when you feel it's getting boring. Set yourself a challenge and stick to it. 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 1 hour. Sit down and just breathe. Breathe in, hold it, and breathe out. Calm your mind, and the rest will follow. Set some time aside every day. Become the best you can be. Not someone else. Not what other people think you are or should be. Not who you pretend to be. Who are you really? Let go of everything you think you know about yourself and use meditation to dive into your subconscious as a spectator. You are your own biggest teacher. Congratulations.
You've taken your first step into a larger world.